Welcome to the Catholic Man Show. We're on the Lord's team, the winning side, so raise your glass. I'm your host, Adam Minahan, in studio today, as always, with my bud, David Niles.
Hey, hey!
Dave, and this is number 11, man.
11!
11.
You know what 11 is in German?
What?
Elf.
Elf?
E-L-F.
Nice.
Like the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Will Ferrell.
So, we are, like, officially avoiding material heresy for, like, 11 episodes now.
Which is, you know, that's pretty good.
I feel pretty solid about it.
Yeah, that makes me feel good. And probably everybody else that's listening.
I hope so.
You're welcome, Catholic.
Not only material, but also formal heresy.
Yes.
I believe has been avoided.
Yes.
I mean, we haven't had anybody, like, check the episodes for heresy, but I'm pretty sure.
Well, okay, so let me tell you the story that happened to us just earlier.
Okay.
This last week, after our last episode with the fourth cup, which I thought was a great episode, we really enjoyed that.
It was
episode.
A lot. It was difficult to tackle, but we tackled it.
Right. And so, right after that episode on Thursday, we got two emails from priests within our diocese.
Very close together.
Very close, within like a 15-minute range,
mm-hmm.
And they both had the Catholic Man Show as the header, and I instantly thought, "Oh my goodness!
Oh no!
We did something wrong." Like. There was something that we said or something that, you know, they didn't like.
We may have just been excommunicated.
And I, like, started really, really freaking out about it. And, like, I was really nervous. And I even told Haley, like, Haley, I don't know what I'm about to read.
I can't open these emails. I just can't do it.
Yeah, I don't know what
too
to
stressful.
Do. So I opened, they're both from Father Brian's, Father Brian Ketterer and Father Brian O'Brien.
Yeah.
And Father Brian O'Brien said, "Hey, I was just catching up on some of the Catholic Man shows. From because he went on vacation and he just said, you know, great job."
Mm-hmm.
And I was like just a huge sigh of relief, like this huge like weight off my shoulders. I was like, okay,
like
good.
That confession feeling.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it was. And then Father Brian Ketterer like sent the same, basically kind of the same email, but also with, you know, some pointers and some things that
some ideas for us,
which like I can't tell you how big of a weight off my shoulders it was whenever I finally read those.
You know how like at a factory they've got that big sign that says how many days have gone by without an incident?
Right.
We should do the same thing on our Facebook page, like how many episodes while avoiding material heresy, like 11. Woo!
Hopefully we get to like thousands.
It's the worst day when you got to take it back to zero, you know. It's
that
one time, like,
yeah,
it's like, yeah, Bobby is always the guy who gets hurt in the factory, and he cut his hand today, so now we gotta, like...
Back to zero.
And the sign faces the street, so everybody can see it, you know? It's like, everybody's gonna drive by, like, oh, somebody got killed yesterday.
Right. So this is a new show. This is a new show.
Semi-new. I mean, 11
episodes. 11 episodes. I mean, but it's still...
I mean, we're basically veterans.
Yeah, but we'll just say new still. I mean... You know, the radio shows
say
the all new radio station, Rock 102, blah, 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 blah. You know, and it's like, you've been in existence for years.
Yeah,
why are you the all new Rock 102, whatever? So this is somewhat of a new show.
So is calling us a new show sort of like how every Baptist church is the first one?
First Baptist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like,
maybe
you
so.
You are not the first one, okay? What does that even mean?
We broadcast out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. We air on St. Michael Catholic Radio here in Tulsa. And
St. Michael, pray for us.
St. Michael, pray for us. Defend us in battle. And we also air on Breadbox Media, which is worldwide, wide, wide,
mm-hmm.
wide. So check out Breadbox Media.
That was really good, dude.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
I'm sure we probably lost a couple listeners after that. But
that is the sound of radios being turned off.
Yeah, probably so. That's all right. But so yeah, we have a lot of fun, and Dave, we're kind of out of sync here because we're almost approaching 4.5 minutes without a warning.
Why don't you give the warning this time? Let's mix it up.
Let's mix it up.
Yeah, let's see how you do. Let's just give you a trial run here.
Okay.
Go for it.
All right, this is the first
time.
We'll
see if the lawyers check out your verbiage.
Yeah, listeners, you know. Give me a little slack because this is the first time.
This has not been rehearsed.
This has not been rehearsed, and he sprung this on me just now. So, warning, if you are listening to this show right now and you're susceptible to high levels of manliness, we strongly encourage you to turn your radio off or give your radio to somebody else who is not susceptible to high levels of manliness, and they can communicate what we are saying to you in a more easy way for you to listen to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I give it a B-.
Hey, that's pretty good for me.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't say it would be harmful to their health. So.
It will be harmful to your health.
Yeah, so I'll give you a B minus.
Okay.
I mean, like, I would have taken a B minus.
Yeah,
in high school.
In college, I was like pumped when I got a B minus.
Yes, mission accomplished.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway, we've warned you guys now, and you can't sue us.
Please don't sue us.
Please don't. Joke's on you if you do. So three things that we do every episode. We open a man beverage, we highlight a man gear, and we talk about a man topic. And this is the first episode where all of our three kind of sync up into one thing.
Well, it's just more obvious.
It's very obvious.
Sometimes they do sync up, but it's just like if you're not part of our pre-episode discussion, you might not know it.
Right, but this one's very easy. Each segue is very easy for I mean, this is an easy episode for us.
Yeah. Let's open the man beverage.
So let's do it. The man beverage that we have today is from Flying Dog. It's a beer, and it's called Counterculture Ale. And it is a beer that we picked out because, one, it's countercultural, and to be a man in today's society is countercultural. To be a Catholic man and a practicing Catholic man is countercultural in today's society. And so that was obvious. We liked the artwork on it. It is a rendition of the last episode, or the last episode, the Last Supper, which is, it's actually really well done. It's very good. And so we thought, you know, this would be a good beer to have on the Catholic Man Show because,
assuming it's a good beer as well.
Well, I've had it several times, yeah, so I know that it's good.
We made sure.
Right. But it fits our topics today. It fits the man gear today. So we do a man beverage every episode. We do not advocate any kind of sin, including
or heresy. We don't advocate that either.
Nope, we don't advocate any of those, including getting drunk. We do everything in moderation. Beer and whiskey and man beverages are something that God gave us, and so we enjoy them in moderation.
There's a quote here on the side of this bottle. Mm-hmm. It says, "Good people drink good beer." Hunter S. Thompson.
Yeah.
I don't know who that guy is.
You don't know who Hunter S. Thompson is?
No, who is he?
He's not a guy that we really should be quoting a lot.
Well, that's a good quote.
That's a good quote, but he's like the Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas guy. He's the writer.
Oh, yeah. That guy.
Yeah. He's not necessarily a guy that we would want to probably quote here most of the time. But, so here we are. We just poured our beer, so we always say...
Cheers to Jesus.
Cheers to Jesus. We're on the Lord's team.
The winning side.
So raise your glass. Which is a quote from Pope Emeritus Benedict.
Yeah.
Which I love.
Maybe we should say that more often.
Yeah, he did. So, and we use the hashtag cheers to Jesus because this is the deal. We were like, what do we cheers to? I mean, how many times have we been with a group of friends and you're thinking like, oh, we need to, what should we cheers to? Why are we not cheersing to Jesus?
Yeah.
So.
There's other good things you can cheers to, but cheersing to Jesus is a pretty good one.
Yeah. So that's the hashtag that we use. You can look that up. You can use it. Feel free.
I've expanded it a little bit. I like to say, to Jesus and Our Lady, may we all live together forever.
I like it.
And say it with a nice manly
vibrato
to it. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. So, Dave, what do you think about the beer?
Smooth.
It's very smooth. So the color is kind of a caramel.
A pale caramel, maybe.
Yeah, a pale caramel. It's
slightly opaque.
It doesn't have a citrus taste. It doesn't have a very hoppy taste. It's a robust beer.
Mm-hmm.
It's very easy to drink. It's very drinkable. It's a good ale.
Yeah, there's more, to me, I get more taste right off the bat. The aftertaste is thin.
I agree.
Not
with that.
A whole lot there on the back end of
I could. I can see that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have said that, but yeah, I definitely see that.
Mm-hmm. But right away, it's very good.
Yes, absolutely.
It's definitely delicious.
It's a very good beer.
Which is why we're drinking
it.
Which
is why we drink it on the Catholic Man Show.
Mm-hmm.
We encourage you guys to check out the Catholic Man Show on Facebook. Check us out on Twitter, Instagram. Check us out on MySpace.
Yeah, hit us up on MySpace.
We don't have a MySpace account, but check us out. Maybe somebody has the Catholic Man Show on MySpace. I don't know.
I doubt it.
Yeah, probably not. No one's probably manly enough to have one on MySpace.
Is MySpace
even manly enough for the Catholic
Man Show? I
don't
know. In fact, I heard it's just for music now.
Yeah, probably so.
Say hi to Tom, though.
Yeah, Tom's a good guy.
He probably is.
He's a very wealthy man.
Yeah, he sold. He sold at the right time.
Yeah, he did.
But, you know, recently, we got to enjoy another manly beverage on a fellow Breadbox Media show.
Yes. Okay, so Rosalie invited us. So, Dave, this was our first time to ever be a guest on a different show.
Sort of. I mean, Timothy Putnam, we were on his show, too.
Oh, yeah. So, we were on his show. Yeah, so I take that back. It was our second one.
Yeah.
So Timothy Putnam was outside the walls, and he's on Breadbox Media. But this was our second one with Rosalie with this Catholic Life podcast,
mm-hmm.
And we talked about masculinity, and it was a lot of fun. I had a great time.
Which we're just experts at because we just ooze
masculinity.
So,
it was a lot of fun. Check it out because she'll have it on her podcast and on Breadbox Media here pretty quick. We're coming up against a break, so we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit about the man gear, finish up some business, and then get to the man topic.
We've got a manly man gear today, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. We're on the Lord's team, the winning side.
So raise your glass. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Catholic Man Show. I am David Niles, sitting here with my friend and fellow man, Adam Minahan. We're still here.
We're still here, even after the break.
Yeah. So,
kind of manly thing did you do in between the break?
I pondered every mystery in the Bible. In fact, literally, I was on my phone looking for, like, what's a funny man thing I could say I was doing through the break? And I came up with nothing. So that's what I decided I did. I pondered every mystery in the Bible.
How'd that go?
I got no answers. But I pondered them. Let me tell you. I might be more confused now. But that's okay. I'm just going to keep trucking.
Yeah.
So right before the break, we were talking about Rosalie's show.
Right.
This Catholic Life. Yeah. So she's a podcast, which... I'm just a podcast, which is nice. It gives her a little bit of freedom as far as the structure of her episodes. She just kind of do whatever she wants, you know.
Right.
No commercial breaks.
And let me tell you, she has her previous podcasts have been like, you know, 25 minutes, 12 minutes, 30 minutes, you know. And she asked us to be on the show, and I was like, okay, Rosalie, listen, like sometimes Dave and I are a little tangent-y.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, no, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. Well, an hour and a half later, we finished.
Yeah.
So she's got some editing to do.
So it's definitely going to be, in fact, she even told us, this is going to be my longest episode by far. Yeah, sorry.
But we had a really good time. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, so she wrote like a post about what in her estimation were 10 points of authentic manhood. And so we went through and talked about each one.
Mm-hmm.
And... so, there's no way we could have done it in 20 minutes, but...
no
but,
way.
Because she had a lot of really good points, you know?
Right.
Modern points, too. Mm-hmm. You know, they weren't the typical things that you would necessarily expect, you know, oh, a man defends his family, and, you know...
Right, yeah, I mean, that's what... When she emailed it over to me, she asked me my thoughts, and I told her, like, you know, I gotta tell you, there's some things on here that I would not have put on my top 10.
That's what I was thinking too, but they were very true.
Very,
you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Very applicable.
Mm-hmm. And I told her that it was nice that a woman was writing about manliness because as a woman, it's, I think, maybe easier for women to know what a man is because they know, because a man is what they are not. You know, so it's, if a woman sees something, ooh, that's my compliment right there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just very obvious that must be manly. And so That's why they know mm-hmm. what a man is. So it was just interesting hearing those 10 points from a woman's perspective.
Yeah.
And then us getting to talk about it.
Right. It was cool. A lot of fun.
Yeah. So check it out. Check out her podcast. We're also still here drinking the Counterculture Ale by Flying Dog Brewery. Mm-hmm. And if you are trying to find it in the liquor store, look for the picture of The Last Supper. Mm-hmm. Or the last episode, as Adam put it before the break.
Dang it.
It's kind of a...
I didn't mean that.
A gray...
I take it back.
It's a grayscale image. Is that what you call that? It's not black and white. It's kind of like brown and gray. It's like black and white with brown and gray.
Yeah, okay.
Not in addition. There's no black and there's no white. There are browns and grays in this photo.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know what to call it.
I'm not good with colors. I'm just not good with
that's
colors.
The best. I don't know. I'm not
if
either.
If it's not Roy G. Biv, dude, I'm out.
You know that I agree with you there.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know what chartreuse is. I get mad when people tell me. It's like, oh, it's like a really nice chartreuse. It's like, I don't know what that means. Okay?
Yeah. I don't know that.
I don't know. Am I expected? I don't remember learning about this stuff in school.
Right.
It's like, all right, for me, it's like...
Are you guys making up colors
now?
Yeah,
I think they are.
Yeah, I think they
are,
too.
And it's like, oh, it's like a nice eggplant. It's like, that's a vegetable.
Right, right.
You can't do... Don't
nice,
do that.
Nice salmon. No, you eat salmon.
Yeah. At least I know what salmon is.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway, we're digressing.
Big time.
So every episode, we do we open a man beverage. Then we talk about a man gear, which this is one that... has been on our back.
I knew it was inevitable. Yeah, this was inevitable as far as a man gear.
Absolutely. Because this actually was part of how this show came about.
Mm-hmm.
Dave, I'll let you introduce it. I'm nice. I'll let you introduce it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Today's man gear is a pipe.
Yes.
A tobacco pipe.
Yes. Yes.
So I'm, I guess you could call me a new pipe smoker. I don't know.
No,
I've been smoking for pipe for, you know, like 2 years maybe.
Yeah, a couple of years.
But I'm not like a 10-year guy.
Right. Well, it's very hard for us to be a 10-year anything.
That's true.
Being as young as we are.
It's also a very good thing to pick up after you buy a life insurance policy. So it's like, if you're thinking, oh, I think maybe I'll start smoking a pipe. Well, go buy life insurance first. So you said this is kind of responsible for the show, and what you meant by that is the reason we kind of started this show is because we would sit down.
Yeah, you and I would
have
sit
a
down.
Glass of whiskey, smoke a pipe, and just have the best conversation.
Right.
You know, we would just talk about some theological topic.
Right.
And it would just be like, bam, that, man, we had a good conversation. And then... we kind of started making the joke like, we should record these conversations. You know,
right.
Like, these are good.
Right.
And I think maybe a lot of guys have said that, you know, mm-hmm. you've got that one friend that you just can really talk about some crazy stuff.
Right. And
you
have we didn't always disagree. I mean, we didn't always agree. Like,
no.
we kind of battled or, you know, discussed and really debated on many topics, mm-hmm. which is like perfect. I mean, that's what men should do. I mean, I don't know why society today has made this whole deal where it's like, if you don't agree with my points,
you're being offensive.
Then I'm offended. Mm-hmm. That's how you keep open mind. That's how you it's free thinking.
I know I've changed my opinion on several things from those conversations.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely me as well. I mean,
you know,
too.
It's like you really have to really know what you think about something.
Right. It makes you, it challenges you.
So a pipe, if you've never smoked a pipe, I don't know why I think this, but I think that this is true, that more people have probably smoked cigars mm-hmm. than they have pipes.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to smoke cigars too. You know, if you're on, especially if I'm playing golf, mm-hmm. Or just doesn't matter. Sometimes right. I like to smoke a cigar.
Right.
However, I like to smoke a pipe even more.
Right. Me too.
Because
for me, once I smoked a pipe, it was almost hard for me to go back to a cigar.
Yeah, I know what you mean. If I'm going to be sitting down,
mm-hmm.
Then a pipe is my preference.
Right.
If I'm going to be moving around, a cigar is sometimes easier
right.
just because you light it once
right.
and you're good to go.
Right.
But for me, a cigar falls into one of two categories. It's either a good cigar or a bad cigar. I don't have a palate that is able to, you know, identify the distinctions and the nuances between one cigar and another. So some people I know can do that, like Father Brian Ketterer, priest here in mm-hmm. the Tulsa Diocese, who's our age. He can do that. He's got an amazing palate, you know, and
right.
when you drink beer with that guy, it's like, you know, he can like, oh, he's, you know, it's like, man, that guy could do tasting notes because he's just got a great palate. But for me, I like a cigar.
Right.
But it's either good or it's not, they're all kind of the same.
Right.
But a pipe, on the other hand, the tobaccos are so different,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they're sweet and just delicious.
They almost
have a deliciousness
yeah,
to
and
them.
The smell of coming from a pipe is way different than a cigar. It smells amazing for even the people around you that aren't smoking.
Mm-hmm. And just, I think we have to say this, you know, we're not advocating smoking a pipe or a cigar every day.
No.
You know, once again, always in moderation.
Right. So pipe smoking, like any hobby worth having, is a learning experience and requires patience.
No doubt.
So it required patience for us. When we first started smoking a pipe,
you feel like you're lighting the pipe, you know, every 2 minutes.
Right. And we're always, you and I both are always learning new tricks of the trade all the time with these. I mean, it's really fun to go into our like Ted's Pipe Shop here in Tulsa or somewhere and talk to these guys and learn some new tricks of the trade for mm-hmm. this and to build your pipe collection slowly.
Right.
I know that you have multiple pipes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got me one. You
got
me that sweet corn cob pipe.
Yeah, it is awesome.
That's not just a corn cob. That's
no,
like a It's like a corn cob pipe. Just took a corn cob, cut it in half, and drilled a hole in the middle.
Right. What I like about smoking a pipe is you can dabble in it and still enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also like really become a connoisseur with it.
Yeah.
And
because it's so easy, you know, it's just you can appreciate one blend from the next.
Right.
So it's, you know, something that you can enjoy for its variety. Where for me, like as for a cigar, it's just, yeah, I like cigars, but I don't necessarily like one cigar over another.
Right. And really the whole thing is to enjoy, the most important thing is to have fun and to enjoy the good gifts of God's creation.
Right, exactly. So if you don't enjoy smoking a pipe, don't do it.
Right.
You know, it's not something you do just because, oh, it's man, you know, it's perceived as manly.
Right.
That's not a manly thing to do.
Right.
If you don't like, now, you should give it a shot,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And do
you know,
it a couple
a
times.
A handful of times.
Right.
Before you make your determination, but.
Yeah.
It should be a hobby, not a habit.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And there's been many awesome Catholics that have smoked pipes. I mean, popes mm-hmm. that have smoked pipes. J.R.R. Tolkien.
G.K. Chesterton.
G.K. Chesterton.
And we're coming up on a break here in just a second. I can see it coming. But we're going to kind of continue this
mm-hmm.
over after the break into the more practical uses that we have
right.
for smoking pipes and why that's good for us as men.
Mm-hmm.
So stick with us through the break.
And it'll bleed into our topic.
Well, that's kind of what I mean.
Yeah.
We have prepared these commercials just for you. So please check them out. We're on the Lord's team, the winning side, so raise your glass. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Catholic Man Show. We're on the Lord's team, the winning side.
So raise your glass.
This is known as, you know, the Seinfeld of Catholic radio.
That's right.
That is like...
And I love that.
When Anna Daniels mentioned that, I couldn't be happier about that. And I don't know if it really was a compliment or not, but I love the idea.
I'm sure it was. So, yeah. Am I Jerry? I feel like I'm either Jerry or Kramer. And
you're Kramer, dude. You're so Kramer. At least you're not George Can't Stand Ya.
George Can't Stand Ya.
So, hey, listen, guys, we've been...
Does that mean you are George Costanza?
Maybe. Maybe some of our listeners think that I'm George Can't Stand
Ya. I just hope you're not Elaine.
That would not be masculine at all. That would not be masculine at all. So just to recap, we've been drinking Counterculture Ale by Flying Dog. We've talked about the Man Gear, which is a tobacco pipe. And this is kind of going to bleed into our topic, our man topic for today. Dave?
I've just got to be honest about the beer real fast.
Okay.
As we've progressed through the beer,
mm-hmm.
it's not my favorite beer.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I would definitely drink another one in the future.
Mm-hmm.
But on the aftertaste, there's just something missing, I think. It just kind of leaves something to be desired
right.
on the aftertaste. However, if you're a new beer drinker, like I remember transitioning into beer.
Right.
Like I had had, you know, in college, if someone showed up with Bud Light, it was like, man, whose birthday is it? You
right.
know, they brought the good stuff.
Who's the rich guy bringing Bud Light?
Yeah, I mean, typically I bought Natty Light because that's all I could afford.
Right.
And when I had something like this, I thought it was bad.
Mm-hmm.
So this would be a good beer for that person because it doesn't have that bite on the back end
mm-hmm.
that, you know, we were kind of talking about that I really, and you said the same thing, look for and kind of like now.
Right. And that's just something I think that your palate changes. You know, I think even whenever you first try beer, you know, a lot of people don't like beer at when they first
yeah.
try it. But they kind of adapt and their palate, you know,
mm-hmm.
Morphs into liking it.
I remember the first beer I ever had.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Pig's Eye.
Mm.
It was on my 15th birthday.
Yeah.
My grandpa gave it to me.
Nice.
We were over at his house. And he said, how old are you? And I said, 15. He goes, all right. And he handed me a beer. And I remember sitting in his recliner, like, Grandpa had his recliner, you know,
right.
and if he came in the room, you got up.
Right.
But I was sitting in his recliner drinking this Pig's Eye, which is gross. And my dad walked in the room and he looked at me like, and he said, what are you doing? And I shrugged my shoulders and said, Grandpa gave it to me. And he just kind of went, okay. Fine. Like,
yeah.
All right. But don't have another one.
Right. Yeah. That's hilarious. So what we're going to be talking about is brotherhood.
Yeah.
And the importance of brotherhood.
Brotherhood is just a word that sounds awesome.
Yeah, it definitely sounds.
One of those words you can just raise your fist and say, brotherhood!
Right.
And people just go, yeah!
Right.
Yeah.
It's definitely a gladiator.
It's, yeah, like a charge, you
right.
know?
Right, yeah.
I don't know why. It just is.
I agree. Brotato chip.
Yeah. Thanks, protein shake.
So I was talking actually to my mom about this episode that we were going to be talking about today.
Mm-hmm.
We were over at her house, and I said, you know, we're going to be talking about the camaraderie of men, like brotherhood, the need for men to get together. And she said she made an astounding point. You know, man, I hate to say it, but my mom is like, she knows what she's talking about, and
mm-hmm.
like she's been right way more than she's been wrong. Especially whenever I was younger and she was giving me advice, and I thought that she had no idea what she
yeah,
was talking
there's
about.
There's that moment in our lives when we realized the score was not really the way I was keeping score. Turns out, like, my parents were right the whole time.
I know. And that's a humble moment.
Yeah.
It is definitely a humble moment. So anyway, I was talking
no
to her, and I was bringing this up, and she told me that looking back on her and my dad's
like
life,
their marriage when
their
they were
marriage,
early marriage.
Yeah, when their early marriage. My dad didn't get a chance to group with guys very often. My dad sacrificed a whole lot. He worked a whole lot and provided for our family. And whenever he wasn't working, he was spending time with us.
Right.
Which is I can't thank him enough for that.
Mm-hmm.
But in doing that, he sacrificed time with his friends. And she made a point that she said, you know, I realize now the importance of men getting together. She said, you know, as a woman, I never really understood that because I was a nurturer and I had you kids. And that was something that I never needed.
Yeah, she was being fulfilled.
Right, through her vocation.
Her vocation
of
was
motherhood.
Being, yeah.
But she said, looking back now, I realize I didn't give my dad the opportunity.
She didn't give your dad.
Right. She
yeah.
didn't give my dad the opportunity to meet with guys to grow in faith.
Or she didn't make, it's not that it was her fault.
No. I'm not blaming her. No, I'm just saying like, there was an opportunity. They didn't make the opportunity.
They didn't prioritize
happen.
That.
Right.
Yeah.
And she told me like, that's something that I wish I could do over again.
Uh-huh.
She said that growing together, she didn't think it was a big deal. But she said now looking back and also seeing how you and I have grown together in our faith,
mm-hmm.
she realizes the importance of that. And so I just kind of wanted to open up this topic with that story that happened actually today, and because it was a point from a woman's perspective
mm-hmm.
of the importance of men getting together. Because a lot of times men will get together and we use that as an excuse just to get together, you know, and be men, you know. But she even realized the importance of men getting together and sharing their ideas, talking about theology, talking about what we believe in,
mm-hmm.
and growing together in faith.
Yeah, but you know, even if you are just getting together as men, just to hang out and be with each other,
mm-hmm.
that's still a good thing. You know, like as a man, you shouldn't not have that.
Right.
Now, even better if you're hanging out with a group of men who are coming together to discuss your faith,
mm-hmm.
you know, discuss your walk.
Right.
That's even better. In fact, and I'm sure your mom, now that your dad is part of some of these men's groups, can see the difference, you know?
Absolutely.
And I know for me personally, because we're all in a group and that's what we're going to be talking about, the benefits of having these groups, mm-hmm. and we're going to be encouraging you to start these groups in your, wherever you're at.
Your local area.
Yeah. But for me, when I come home, so we're in this group. It's called Spirit and Smokes.
And we're also in a group called Pint, Pipes, and Cross.
Yeah, the pipe, the pint, and the cross club,
mm-hmm.
Which is one of the reasons why we picked the pipe.
Right.
But this Spirit and Smokes group is, we get together, we smoke cigars, and we drink whiskey, mm-hmm. and we discuss men's spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When I come home from that meeting, from that group, I am always just like in the best mood and just want to tell my wife how much I love her.
Right. It's almost like a recharge of batteries.
It is totally. That's exactly what it is. And mm-hmm. Pamela, my wife, has even mentioned to me, like, you always are just like really nice to me when you come home. I mean, not that I'm not nice to
right.
her, but,
right, right.
but you know, like,
I mean, even,
she can tell a difference.
Right. Even when we were talking the other night and I was over at your house, and she said one of the things that she really liked about you when you guys were dating was that you had a best friend and that you had like men around you that you constantly talked to.
Yeah.
That you got together with,
mm-hmm.
Which I thought was, you know, telling.
Definitely.
You know, because Dave, you and I...
She's a solid woman.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you and I, we've expressed this on the show before, but you and I grew, like, we grew together in our faith. We were both Catholics mm-hmm. growing up. We fell away from the Catholic... We didn't denounce the Catholic Church by any means, but we were not practicing Catholics in
right.
college.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved in together, and when we moved in together, I think that was the Lord, like, kind of pieced that together. He knew that if we moved in together... It was the iron sharpens iron.
Right.
And
lot of that was through Catholic radio.
Oh, man. It was
We found Catholic radio, and then it was like...
Catholic Answers Live.
And then I remember,
was our main
like,
thing.
When we first decided, like, you know, maybe it would be a good idea if, you know, like, we went to church on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should start doing that. Mm-hmm. And then we did. And then it was like one after another.
Because
you
not
know,
only...
All
not-
of a sudden... You and I were both in a relationship at the time. Those relationships changed a lot.
Right. Absolutely.
From there.
Right. And because not only getting together with men, talking about your theology and talking about what you believe in and talking about, you know, how to grow closer to the Lord, getting together with men also holds you accountable.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you open up with, you know, guys open up to each other and talk about, you know, what they, you know, what they're dealing with, what they're struggling with a lot of times, their vices. Having other men that are like-minded, that grow to get, that love our Lord as much as you do, we hold each other accountable, which is a huge, like, for men, we have to be held accountable. I think that shows in
oh,
society
yeah.
today.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes men will give themselves the easy road,
mm-hmm.
and you need good friends who are willing to say, hey, you know what? You need to shape up.
Right.
Because there are
kicking the pants.
There are some things only your friends can say to you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And only your male friends can say to you. You know, if there's if it was a woman who said it to you, it's just not going to mean the same.
Right.
You know, it's kind of like that, you know, only your best friend can punch you in the face, and you know that it was okay for him to punch you in the face.
Right, I need to get my things together.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Maybe I need to
It's like, I'm glad you've never punched me in the face, but,
right.
You know, like, if you did, first of all, you better have a good reason for punching me in the face. But I know that you would if
right.
you did. You
exactly.
Know?
So when we get back from this break, let's talk about, Dave, you and I, what we do on a day-to-day basis, on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis.
We're going to talk about some practical things that we do.
Absolutely. So we're on the Lord's team, the winning side. So raise your glass. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Catholic Man Show. We are on the Lord's team, which is in fact the winning side. And such, let us raise our glasses to victory and all things man.
Yes!
Brotherhood! Thanks for hanging out through the break. I hope you enjoyed those commercials. If you didn't know this, I've been saying that we make these commercials just for you, but what I literally mean is that Adam and I make these commercials. Not all of them. But a lot of them. Like, there's some of them that are just national EWTN commercials. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you're listening to us on the podcast, there are no commercials. So, I guess that's a win for you. But anyway, thank you for listening still. We are going to finish up this conversation about brotherhood, manly groups. So, we're going to talk about practical suggestions.
Correct.
So, here's the things that we do. Adam and I
And listen, we're not like models of this behavior, but...
No, but we have found ourselves in a lot of these types of groups.
Right.
Just because they're awesome. And it's like, yeah, I want to be in that group. And it's now to the point where if somebody asks me to be in another group, I'd have to say like, listen, man, I can't do it.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm tapped out.
Right.
But that's a good problem to have, mm-hmm. you know, where mm-hmm. you've got too much...
going on.
Holy brotherhood, you know.
We run this radio station, we do this show, so.
Yeah, I mean, there are other people who are busier than we are, but.
For sure.
Anyway, so let's just run through it real fast.
Okay.
Every Tuesday, mm-hmm. Tuesday morning, you and I and then a few other men meet at IHOP, where this is just what we've chosen to do. We read the Theology of the Body in its original text. As it was given by Pope St. John Paul II.
The Great,
on his Wednesday audiences. So, like, he didn't just, like, write a book or something. He, over, like, period of years, was delivering all of these Wednesday audiences where he delivered the Theology of the Body. And so we read those. It's a good length for mm-hmm. us just to sit down.
And it's very tough. It's very challenging.
Yeah. But when we're together... We get through it. If you try to read it by yourself, it's like, what the heck is he talking about? But,
right.
you know, we're able to discuss these things and we eventually.
And Dave, we've been doing that for about 4 years.
I know.
I mean, it's been like,
not the Theology of the Body, but we've been meeting on Tuesdays.
Right. Every Tuesday morning, at, you know, we do it about 6:45 in the morning, 7:00 in the morning, depending if you're Scott at 7:00.
Yeah. Scott.
But we've been doing this for about 4 years where we meet together about 6:45 in the morning
mm-hmm.
and we go over the Theology of the Body together as men,
mm-hmm.
pray together as men, and learn together.
In fact, sometimes we don't even do the Theology of the Body. We just sit there, you know, like
right.
if there's something going on that we just need to talk about, that's what we do.
Mm-hmm. And that's why it's probably taken us so long to get through the Theology of the Body. I mean,
we've been doing that for like 2 years.
And right.
We're over halfway.
Oh, we're well over. We're on the last leg.
Yeah,
because we're about almost to 100.
There's 120 some.
Right, and we're at almost 100. I think we're at 95 or 6 or something like that.
Maybe 97. Anyway.
Yeah.
So we do that every Tuesday.
Right.
And then we talked about Spirit and Smokes. We do that monthly.
Right. So, but hold on. We gotta encourage these guys to. I think that there's something important about meeting one weekly, 2 a.m. I think that meeting weekly. You hold each other accountable. You get together. But 2 a.m, there's something about the clarity of mind
that's
in
true.
The morning. You know, it's just like when you pray in the morning, a lot of times your prayers in the morning are very precise, very...
The saints talk about morning prayer being like one of the best times to pray.
Your head is very clear. You don't have a lot of things going on in your head. You don't have a lot of distractions.
Nothing terrible has happened to you yet, except for the fact that you had to get out of bed.
Right, but it's better than being 6 feet under.
Totally.
So, anyway,
you could die, you know, and not pray that day.
I just think that it's very important. Like, if you're thinking about getting together as a couple Catholic guys, like, you know, 3 to 6 guys, mm-hmm. meeting weekly, meeting in the morning before work, it's just like, I can't tell you the fruits that have happened because of us meeting together in the mornings.
So we want to strongly encourage you guys to start a men's group. There's, you know, and I think having something to smoke and something to drink is a great idea, mm-hmm. because every guy I've ever told that, oh yeah, I'm in this group, that's what we do, and they always give me this look like, can I join? Mm-hmm. You know, and mm-hmm. it'd be nice if we could let everybody join, but you know, otherwise we'd end up filling an auditorium and mm-hmm. the fire alarms would go off. Okay, it's a lot of pipes, mm-hmm. but anyway, start your own group, get your close friends together, and let me just make a recommendation to you. Make this a Catholic group.
Right.
Okay. First thing you need is you need your home base. You know, you need a Catholic group. And then after that, expand it to an ecumenical group. A different group.
Right.
Okay. Them separate. You need, like, oh, we get together, this is our group, and mm-hmm. and it's okay. Our Pipes and Pints is somewhat of a closed group. We don't let people in. Mm-hmm. And that is good. That's okay because it maintains our dynamic. You know, we're all comfortable with each other. And so our conversations immediately dive into being just really high quality. Whereas if it's a new group, it's like, all right, we're going to talk for an hour and a half. It's like an hour and 22 minutes when the conversation finally gets good with a new group, just because you're acclimating to each other, you know. So I think it's a good idea just to have Catholic group first, mm-hmm. and then expand out, start another group that's maybe more ecumenical, where you reach out to our other brothers and sisters.
Right. So just to give you guys a rundown, one, we meet every week, like we said, on Tuesday mornings every week. We also meet, like we've talked about, their Spirit and Smoke group, which is once a month, and that is a Catholic group. But we also have a once a month group that's ecumenical, like you're talking about, the Pints, Pipe, and Cross group that mm-hmm. we have.
And that didn't have to be ecumenical. It just happens to be that that's the one that is.
Right. And it's that one is very intriguing to me. I really enjoy it because you get different thoughts. You have different perspectives. You have different mm-hmm. Theologies. And you have the opportunity to get together and talk about differences. The one thing about Spirit and Smokes that I don't like as much is that we're all on the same level. You know, we all agree the Catholic Church is the true church founded by Jesus Christ, on the Apostle Peter. And there's not a whole lot of differences. Mm-hmm. It's all, we're hashing out what we're all struggling with to get to
and
the
that's
same...
not really the point. You know, the point I think of that one is to be the building up.
Right.
You need to get built up, but you need to, you know, have your army needs to be strong before you can go out and fight the battles.
Right. And that's why
I said let's do that one first.
Right, I agree with you, Dave.
Yeah,
I think that's smart.
And the way so we've got Spirit and Smokes, Pipe, and then we have Pipes, Pint, and Cross, which is started by our buddy Ken Henderson, and he's actually got a website. Just Google Pipes, Pint, and Cross; mm-hmm. it'll be the first result. He's got a whole website on like how to get your own group started.
Right,
and that one, just make that your Catholic
group.
And
he actually may be a guest on our show here pretty soon.
And in fact, it comes from a group that was started back in England by like C.S. Lewis and J.R.R. Tolkien and then some other guys that aren't as well known. At least I didn't know them. Mm-hmm. But they started this idea because they realized whenever they got together for a drink and a smoke, something about that combination facilitated good conversation. Mm-hmm. And so they said, let's make this official. And then even G.K. Chesterton later on came out and said that the pipe, the pint, and the cross all go together in Christianity. That's a summarization of what he said. But that's what I think you guys should do. If you don't have something that validates you as men, you need it.
You know what Albert Einstein said about smoking a pipe?
Tell me.
Okay. He said, I believe that pipe smoking contributes to a somewhat calm and objective judgment in all human affairs.
Boom. See? I mean, there really is, it's relaxing to smoke a pipe.
Mm-hmm.
Same with drinking a glass of whiskey,
right.
A dram. So it's a good thing to do while you're discussing our Lord. Who was it with the praying and smoking? Who was that that said that? Is it appropriate to smoke while you pray?
Oh, it was just a Jesuit.
So he said, someone asked, is it appropriate to smoke a cigar while praying? And he said, no, it isn't.
Unequivocally, no.
Definitely not. However, it is very appropriate to pray while smoking a cigar. You know, and there's,
right.
I think that's a good point. You need to have your prayer time
right.
daily. That's separate.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you just personally, some of the moments I have felt the closest in prayer is when I just go out in the evening during sunset and smoke my pipe alone on the back porch
mm-hmm.
with a drink.
Right.
And it's just me and God. And I tell you what, my conversations with him are very close.
Right.
So,
David, let's talk about it really quick because we're running down time. Let's talk about accountability
yes.
groups.
Yes. Okay, good. I'm glad that's where you're going.
Okay.
So we heard this idea at a men's conference we went to this last year about accountability.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in reference to if you know someone who's struggling with pornography,
mm-hmm.
okay, this is a big issue for men, and
right.
we don't even have time to go into how big it is.
Right.
But the idea is you start an accountability group with some people, and you all agree that if someone fails in whatever their vice is, they simply send a text to the group that says, I failed. No details, I failed. And everybody in the group is committed to give up one meal in the next 24 hours for that
mm-hmm.
person.
Right.
Fantastic idea. We do it
right
in our Tuesday morning group,
mm-hmm.
and it is awesome.
Yeah, and let me tell you, I can't encourage that enough.
Right,
because it's talking about the body of Christ and us helping each other. I mean, I can't strongly
yeah.
encourage that enough.
Proverbs 27 verse 17 says that, you know, iron sharpens iron, and that's what we need to do for each other as men. We
right.
have to be there for each other. We have to help each other. We need to be Simon. And help each other carry our crosses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really, Jesus is the one who's carrying the cross, but, you know, we need to be Simon and just help.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway,
this has been a great episode. I've enjoyed it a lot.
Please subscribe to our podcast on Breadbox Media, and when you do, review it. Give it a review.
Yeah.
If you love it, give us 5 stars.
Yeah. If you don't review it.
Anyway, this has just gone by fast,
yeah.
as always, but we are on the Lord's team, the winning side,
so
raise your
glass.
Have a good evening.